So today we're looking at a kind of unique aspect of our human being.
今天我们要看身为人一个独特的部分。
And that's our DNA.
就是我们的 DNA, 脱氧核糖、核糖核酸。
And we're going to look at three aspects. God's marvel, it's amazing.
我们要从三方面来看，第一就是上帝的奇迹，非常的奇妙。
Man's deception.
人的欺骗。
And then the Bible's revelation.
然后圣经的启示。
And this is so important when we're talking about Adam and Eve.
当我们讲到亚当跟夏娃的时候，这是一个非常重要的课题。
Because there are a lot of attacks against the Bible and our Christian faith that come from DNA.
因为对圣经和我们的基督教信仰有许许多多的攻击都来自 DNA.
And hopefully today you'll realize more than ever just how amazing you are, that God created you super special.
那希望从今天你可以比从前更多知道上帝怎么超自然的创造了你，你非常的奇特。
And also that you won't let anything from soft science hinder your faith in God's word.
也不要让任何的软科学阻扰你对上帝话语的信心。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer now.
所以让我们先到神的面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the opportunity to worship here again.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们再有一次机会在这个地方来敬拜你。
And we thank you that your word tells us we've been fearfully and wonderfully made.
我们也感谢你，你的话语告诉我们，我们的受造奇妙可畏。
It's really as we study DNA that we realize just how amazing and fearfully we are made.
而正是当我们研究 DNA 的时候，我们开始明白我们的受造是多么的奇妙，多么的可畏。
You tell us in your word too that you have revealed yourself through the things that you have created.
而且你在自己的话语当中也告诉我们，你借着所造之物来启示你自己。
So we pray, Lord, you help us see you as we study your creation this morning.
所以当今天早上我们再一次研读你的创造的时候，让我们看见你自己。
Help us realize just how special we really are because you created us.
帮助我们明白，因为我们是你所造的，我们是多么的奇妙。
And give us wisdom to understand the deceptions that surround us in our world today.
也求你赐给我们智慧，让我们明白在我们周遭所有的欺骗。
So we ask your Holy Spirit to come and guide us into your truth now.
我们求你的圣灵现在引领我们进入你的真理。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So we're going to look first at what is DNA.
首先我们要看什么是 DNA.
And we're going to realize that it's a chemical marvel full of information requiring an omniscient designer.
首先我们要看到的就是它是一个充满资讯的化学奇迹，而且它需要一个无所不知的创造者来设计。
We're also going to see how atheist scientists use it to turn men into animals.
那第二个我们要看就是无神论的科学家怎么将人变成动物。
I'm sure you've heard the advertisements that apes and humans are 98.5% the same.
我想你可能已经听过这个广告，就是人跟猿 98.5% 是类似的。
Well, that's actually not true. It's a deception.
那这个其实不是真的，它是一个欺骗。
Yeah.And we're going to look at the Bible, how it cryptically and supernaturally revealed DNA 3,000 years ago.
然后我们要看圣经如何在3000年之前就非常神秘的、超自然的启示出了 DNA.
And then we'll see some scientific Bible truths that are confirmed by DNA.
然后我们要看合乎科学的圣经真理怎么样被 DNA 来确认。
I'm fully convinced that the more accurate science gets,the more it proves God's word.
我真的相信当科学越来越发展，有新的发明的时候，它会越来证明圣经的话是对的。
Okay. And lastly, we'll look, as we understand DNA's relationship to our physical body, it helps us accept ourselves and fulfill our purpose in life.
一旦当我明白 DNA 跟我们身体的关系的时候，它可以帮助我们接受自己，而且完全的去完成人生的目的。
Studies show that most people don't like the way they are physically.
研究说很多人都不喜欢自己的身体的长相。
And it's especially a crisis for young girls and young women.
特别是年轻的男孩跟女孩，对他们来说已经是一个危机。
Hopefully you'll learn today, you should never worry about how God created your physical body.
所以希望今天你能够觉醒，知道上帝创造你身体，你可以去接受。
Okay, so let's begin. What is DNA?
首先，什么是 DNA 呢？
Okay, and what we see, it's a chemical marvel of massive information.
它是一个充满了大量资讯的化学奇迹。
And we're nowhere near understanding all the information that's found in the DNA.
我们现在根本都还没有去了完全了解到 DNA 里面所保藏的所有的资讯。
But it mandates an omniscient designer. There's no other way to explain it.
但是只有从一位创造者的角度来观察，我们才知道这件事情是可能的。
So we're going to see these are going to represent cells.
那这两个白球就象征我们的细胞。
Okay. This is what you're made of.
那这是你的造作的。
Or this is what actually put together your physical body.
这是将你的肉身的情况组成现在这个模式的这个基本。
Now this is just a model, okay? It's nothing like the real thing.
这只是一个很小的模型，跟真的是不一样的。
But if you took all the DNA in one cell,
但是你把一个细胞里面所有的 DNA
and stretch it out, it would be 6 feet long.
把它伸展开来的话，它会有六英尺长。
So this represents the DNA in one of your cells.
所以这个就象征代表你一个细胞里面的 DNA。
And of course, you know that your DNA comes in two strands, right?
那我晓得我们的 DNA 是两股合成的。
Right, you've seen they come in pairs.
它们是一对一对的。
Okay, and we'll look at this in a little more detail, but
待会儿我会再跟大家解释。
The chemical instruction manual for all life, that's this, was discovered in 1953.
在1953年，人们发现了生物化学的指导手册。
Okay.And that's James Watson and Francis Crick who discovered the structure of DNA.
那这两位科学家呢？他们发现了螺旋结构的 DNA 分子。
And they won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1962.
然后1962年，他们就赢得了诺贝尔医学奖。
Okay. And here's something interesting. Francis Crick saw that it was impossible for DNA to originate naturally by time and chance.
那其中这一个人就是。Francis Crick, 他看见 DNA 用时间和偶然来发生的不可能性。
Okay, and in other words, he realized it's impossible for this to evolve.
换句话说，他觉得就是把 DNA 进化来呢是绝对不可能的。
And he's the guy that won the Nobel Prize for figuring it out. Okay,
他因为他的研究赢得了诺贝尔奖。
Okay, and so he proposed a theory called directed panspermia.
所以他提出一个叫做定向泛精症的理论。
And he even wrote a book about it called Life Itself.
甚至写下一本书叫做《生命的本身》。
So he realized that the DNA molecule could not have evolved on Earth.
他的意思就是说，这个 DNA 的分子呢，不可能是在地球上进化来的。
So his theory was some superior race in outer space.Seeded life on Earth here, and that's how it got here.
所以他说，这宇宙泛精论就是在宇宙外太空另外一个比较超越人的一个族类，把他们的种子遗留在地上。
And I give you links there if you want to read a good overview of this panspermia theory. It's on that link.
所以，假如你要更多去研究所谓的泛精论的话呢，有一个这个连接，你可以去看看那篇比较完整的文章。
Okay.But DNA is a template for making all the proteins needed by any biological organism to live and reproduce.
那 DNA 呢是制造所有生物赖以存活而且繁殖的蛋白质的模板。
Okay, and that's still a very simple diagram that nowhere near, it doesn't come anywhere near expressing how complicated this DNA is.
那这张图片仍然是一个非常简单的图片，并不能够代表整个 DNA 的复杂性。
Okay, and Its complexity and information content is irrefutable evidence for intelligent design.
那 DNA 它的复杂性以及它的资讯内容的庞大性呢，是没有办法反驳有一个智能设计的一个最强烈的证据。
But evolutionists want you to believe that this happened without any intelligence at all, just by time and chance.
但是进化论要你相信的是，这背后没有任何的智能设计，它的发生只是偶然，还有经过长时间的进化。
Now in America, you're free to believe whatever you want to believe.
但是在美国，你可以选择你爱信什么就信什么。
But it doesn't seem very rational to believe that there was no intelligence behind this DNA.
但是相信说这 DNA 背后没有智能设计呢，却是非常不合乎理性的。
Okay, and each of our bodies, trillions of cells,
我们身体里有上兆的细胞
contain 46 chromosomes or 23 pairs.
那每个细胞核都含有46个，就是23对染色体。
Now, even scientists aren't agreed on how many trillions of cells you have.
那即使科学家们对我们身体上细胞到底有几兆没有达至合理的意见。
The lowest number I found was there's 3 trillion cells in your body. 3 trillion.
我找到他们所能够讲的就是至少有三兆个细胞在我们的身体内。
But it seems that most of them, on average, say there's 30 trillion of these in your body.
但是其他的科学家说，平均来说大概有30兆。
And in each one of those 30 trillion cells, you have 23 pairs of chromosomes.
每一个三十兆细胞呢，它都有23对染色体。
Okay. Half the chromosomes are from mom.
那一般的染色体是来自母亲。
We'll say this half came from mom.
我们可以说好，这一条呢是来自母亲的。
And then half come from dad.
那另外一半呢是来自父亲的。
Okay.Takes 2 people to make another person.
需要两个人去制造出一个新人。
Okay, now trust the science. Here's a caution alert.
那我们相信科学呢？我们要去测验它，有一个要小心的地方。
Okay, in 1923,
在1923年的时候。
Okay, this guy's a famous scientist, Theophilus Painter.
那这位 Painter 科学家呢
？He announced there were 48 chromosomes.
他宣布说，人类有身体中有48个染色体。
In a cell, 48.
在一个细胞里面。
Instead of 46.
不是46个。
Okay. It wasn't until 1956 that they corrected that error.
那在1956年的时候呢，才证明了那个错误。
And I mean, for years they were looking in their microscopes and they were saying, it looks like 46. It doesn't look like 48. But because of this guy.Set the president. All the scientists believe there were actually 48 instead of 46.
那他们科学家在显微镜下看这些染色体，觉得只有46个啊，为什么说48个呢？但是因为这个人已经宣告出来了，所以他们一直还是说是48个。
Remember, as we've been going through our study, 50% of everything that science teaches you today will not be true.
记得上次跟大家提过了哈，所有科学教导我们的事情呢，50年之后呢，都会发现他们不是对的。
Even hard science, and this was hard science. This was empirical science, looking through a microscope.
那这是硬科学，是用显微镜下来观察的。
Okay, and there's the two men that discovered it, and that's the picture that finally allowed and was clear enough that proved to everybody there were.
这就是这两位科学家证明只有46个染色体，好，而且这个图画呢就非常的清楚。
And if you look online, some of them say that it was Tageo that discovered it, and some of the articles will say it was Levine that discovered it, because they have some arguments over who gets the credit.
那这两位科学家呢？有人说是这个人发明，有人说是那个人发明的。好，两个人的要争谁到底得了这个荣誉。
See, scientists are sinners and just as human as you and me.
那科学家跟我们一样，好，都会犯错。
Okay, but what is DNA?
那什么是 DNA 呢
？Okay, the entire length of DNA is composed of building blocks.Called bases or letters.
整个的 DNA 的长度呢，都是用碱基，根据字母 A C T G 所组成的。
Yeah. Now these 4 letters are the letters from the name of the chemical.
那这个四个字母呢，代表来自他们的那个化学成分。
And these 4 chemicals repeated 3 billion times in 6 feet of DNA.
这四个字母这个化学成分呢，在一条 DNA 里面呢，它持续序列呢，大概有30亿次。
Is the hardware for making a human being？
这就是制造出人类的它的这个硬体。
So imagine putting3 billion of these on 6 feet.
所以你可以想象哈，在6尺长的这个 DNA 的当中呢，有30亿个
It couldn't happen by chance. It has to be a designer.
所以不可能是偶然发生的，一定是设计来的。
Now, when they started the genome project, because they knew our bodies have 100,000 proteins, they thought there would be 100,000 genes.
那他们开始基因工程的时候呢，他们说因为我们身体里有十万个蛋白质。所以在这个基因里面，在这个染色体里面，大概也有那么多的蛋白质。
But they only found about 25,000. They still don't know exactly.
对，他们只找到25万个。
Okay, and so obviously some genes make more than one protein.
所以很显然的，有些基因会制造比较多的蛋白质。
And we don't know how they do that.
我们不晓得怎么做出来。
Okay, genes are the instruction manuals for making 100,000 proteins needed for your body.
那基因是制作十万种蛋白质和 RNA 的指导手册。
Yeah, think about that. All day, every day, your DNA is making 100,000 different proteins inside this body to keep you alive.
所以想想看哈，每一天每一个时刻，我们的身体不断在制造十万个蛋白质，让我们能够活下去。
Okay, DNA folds into 2- and 3-dimensional structures for coding.
那 DNA 也折叠成二维或是三维的结构来编码。
See, it's not just
更高层次的信息。
It's not just a straight line, and then this codes for one protein.
它不是说只是这个直条直线条，然后这四个化学组成的蛋白质。
But DNA twists and bends, and sometimes two genes will come together and they'll make a new protein.
那 sometimes 常会折叠，然后两个这个基因会。撞击在一起，制造出新的蛋白质。
And now we know sometimes in 3 dimensions, proteins will come together, not on 2 dimensions, but in 3 dimensions and make another protein.
然后它又会折腾成三维的方式。好，那第三个蛋白质又制造出来，制造出更多的东西。
Very complicated.
非常的复杂。
And they want you to believe it happened by accident, by time and chance.
但是有些人却让我们去相信这些完全是偶然的，而且。根据时间慢慢演变出来。
Okay, we have two genomes in our body.
那在我们身体里面有两个基因组。
Okay. One string is a genome.
好，一个是来自母亲的。
And the other string is a genome.
另外一个也是基因组。
And the two together are the genome for your body.
那这两个组合在一起就成为我们身体的基因组。
So you got 23 pairs of these.
所以我们有23对这样的排列。
Each genome has 3 billion DNA bases. 3 billion.
那每个基因组有30亿个 DNA 的碱基。
So there's 3 billion of these chemicals on that 6 feet.
所以在那6尺长的里面呢，有30亿个。
And there's 3 billion of these chemicals on this 6 feet.
但在另外一个6尺长的这个序列里面呢，也有30亿个。
You can't get your mind around this, okay?
好，所以我们真的想不通。
All right.And DNA causes all living things to reproduce after their kind. That's biblical. It reinforces the Bible.
那 DNA 也是所有的生物呢各从其类来繁衍。
The reason two human beings, when they come together to have children, don't have to worry that they might give birth to a dog.
所以两个人类的基因组结合在一起呢，他们不用担心这个基因的组成会变成一条狗。
Is because of your DNA.
就是因为 DNA 的关系。
It reproduces accurately all the time.
它会很正确的繁殖。
Okay, every time a fertilized cell divides, it faithfully copies the original.
那每一次这个受精的细胞分裂的时候呢，它会很忠实的复制原始细胞。
And somehow each division knows what part of the body to form until you have the whole human being.
我们也不知道为什么哈，每个他们都知道要形成身体的哪个部分，使我们变成一个完整的人。
Now, the information in one cell
那每一个单细胞当中所存的信息呢
would require 1,000 volumes of 500 pages each to record all the information.
需要有1000册，每一册500页的资讯才能够把它完成在一起。
Those books would be as tall as the Washington Monument.
那这些1000册的书堆积起来，每一册500页呢，就像华盛顿纪念碑那样高。
Now, when a cell divides and becomes 2 cells,
当一个单细胞分裂成两个细胞的时候
，all the DNA divides within 20 minutes.
所有的 DNA 都会在20分钟里面自然的分裂。
So here you got mom.
所以这边好像是母亲。
And here you got dad.
然后有父亲。
And here's something we don't fully understand.
那有一件事情我们也没有办法完全明白。
Every cell in your body has a pair.
我们身体内的细胞有一对的染色体。
Yeah. So you have 46 chromosomes.
所以我们有46个染色体。
23 pairs.
23对。
But there's one set of cells in your body that only has half a chromosome.
但是在我们身体里面有一组细胞呢，它只有一半的染色体。
And that's your reproductive cells.
这就是繁殖细胞。
And that's because it has to be that way to make a new human being.
为什么呢？是因为它必须如此才能制造出一个新的人。
Mom donates half the DNA, and Dad donates half the DNA.
父亲贡献另一半的 DNA.
And then that new baby starts out as one cell.
然后这个新生儿开始呢，也是一个细胞。
And that one cell is going to divide 30 trillion times to make an adult human being.
那个单细胞会分裂繁殖30兆次，才能变成一个完整的人。
And we're a long way from knowing how some of these genes know to make lungs, some of the genes know to make liver, some of the genes know to make eyes, some know to make brain. We haven't gotten anywhere near that yet.
我们现在到目前为止都还不知道为什么有些基因会制造出我们的肺脏，有些制造我们的肝脏，有些会制造出我们的眼睛，各种器官。
See, that's the information that's in the hardware. This is hardware.
而那些资讯呢，都储藏在这个。DNA 里面
Somehow in that hardware is a program that makes you and me.
那个硬体里面所有的资讯呢，就传达出怎么来制造出我们一个完整的人。
Here's a screenshot from the Genome Project.
这是一个照相，就是这个基因工程里面的一个发表的一个图像。
Took them over a decade to put together all 46 chromosomes.
他们花了超过十年的时间把所有的这个染色体都组合在一起。
And that's what they did.
好，这是他们的工程。
They put it on a computer and that's what it looks like.
他们放在电脑上，它看起来就像这样。
So to analyze this, you have to use computers to analyze it.
所以要分析这个呢，要用电脑去分析。
And sometimes you got to use up to 20 or more computers to be able to run programs to analyze.
有时候你要使用20个或30个电脑才能够运作这些的资讯。
That's how complicated just the hardware is.
就是它的硬体本身是多么的这个复杂。
It's like taking 12 volumes of 500 pages each.
好像拿了12卷，然后每卷500页的这个牛津英语词典。
Right. And we'll say it's the Oxford English Dictionary, very small print.
好，用非常小的字体印出来的这个牛津英语词典。
And then you rip each page into 300,000 pieces.
然后你把那个30页的资讯呢，把它撕成小碎片。
And then you put all those pieces into one huge barrel.
然后你把所有的小碎片呢，丢到一个大桶子里。
And now you take the pieces out little by little and you compare them and try and put them back together to figure out how this DNA was put together.
然后把每一个小碎片拿出来，又把它拼凑在一起，去明白这个 DNA 是怎么组成的。
See, you can't study a whole chromosome at one time.
所以一个时候就没有办法研究出所有的这些染色体。
Right? There's 3 billion letters.
因为在这里面有30亿个字母。
They have to chop it up into manageable pieces.
他们必须把它分裂成可以处理的这些小片段。
Like pieces of 100 letters or 1,000 letters.
好像100个字母或1,000个字母。
And then they have to try and put those letters back together to figure out what the whole strand looked like.
然后把这些字母再重新组合起来，看看这一整条是怎么安排出来。
That's why it took over 10 years and laboratories from around the world working 24 hours a day.
这就是全世界各个实验室，他们几乎每天要工作24小时，使用好多好多的电脑，把这些资讯才重新组合。
There's 3 gigabytes of information on that whole thing.
有三个 gigabyte 的 information.
So explaining the printed words in a dictionary is much more complex than describing the paper and the ink.
那要解释字典中印刷出来的单词呢？比描述它的油、纸张和墨水这些硬件的材料呢，是更复杂的多。
Right, what the Genome Project did was describe the hardware.
所以这个基因项目这个工程呢，它基本上是来描述这个硬体而已。
Physical part of our humanity.
就是它的物质方面。
But you see, this hardware has been programmed by somebody.
但是这个硬体本身的这硬件本身的背后是有这个程式设计的。
To divide 30 trillion times and make a human being.
使它能够分裂30兆次，使它成为一个人。
Okay.So the information conveyed by the words, that's the software, that's immaterial. You can't study it under a microscope.
那文字传达的信息好是更复杂，是我们更难够知道。
But it's the software that allows us to know, understand, and make things.
但是这个后面的这个软件呢，是使我们能够去知道、理解，而且制作东西出来。
Right? It's just like your computer.
就好像你们的电脑。
You got the hardware.
你有一个硬体。
But if you don't have any software, if you don't have any program, what good is that computer?
但是假如你没有程式，你怎么去运作这个硬件呢？
Right. Somebody has to make the program so the hardware is usable.
有人需要做出这个程式来，使这个电脑可以来 run.
And in all our scientific experience,
那在我们所有的科学经验当中呢？
Anything that involves language,Like DNA has, or information.
任何一个涉及语言或是资讯的这个东西，就好像我们的 DNA,
must involve an intelligent mind.
必须涉及智能的参与。
There's no other way to get it.
啊，没有其他的方式。
Okay. Now here we have conundrums from the hardware. This is all about the hardware.
那现在呢，就是硬体呢有一个很大的难题。
Okay. Now you have the DNA.
我们有这个 DNA.
And then you have another molecule, is RNA that.Is only half a strand.
那另外一个分子 RNA 呢？它只是一半的这个条。
And what it does, it will link up with half the DNA and make another half.
它会把另外一个 DNA 一半连接在一起。
But the conundrum is, you need DNA to make RNA.
那问题就是，我们要制作 DNA 的话呢，一定需要有 RNA.
But you need RNA to make DNA.
但是我们也需要 RNA 来制造 DNA.
So you have to have them both at the same time.
那这两个同时都要存在。
Or they neither of them can exist.
要不然两个就没有办法生存。
It's worse than the chicken and the egg, right? Which came first, the chicken and the egg?
它的问题比鸡先生还是蛋先来更复杂。
Well, if you got a chicken, you'll get an egg.
当然有了鸡才会有蛋。
If you got an egg, you can get a chicken from it.
啊，那有了蛋也得会生鸡。
But you got to have both DNA and RNA at the same time.
但是 DNA 跟 RNA 同时必须并存。
For either one to exist.
使他们两个都可以生存。
They can't evolve slowly over time.
所以他们没有办法就是长时间慢慢的进化出
来。And this is even more complicated. You need DNA and three kinds of RNA.
那是一个更复杂的就是我们需要一个 DNA 及三种 RNA.
To make proteins,
来制造蛋白质。
See, our body is made of about 100,000 different proteins.
那我们的身体里面大概有100,000种不同的蛋白质。
But you need proteins to make RNA and DNA.
但是我们也需要有蛋白质来制造 RNA 跟 DNA.
So you can't have one without the other. They got to both be there at the same time.
所以这两者必须并存。
And you realize how complicated they are.
所以你也明白他们是多么的复杂。
They can't evolve slowly over time without intelligence.
没有一个智能的设计呢，它是没有办法进化长时间来产生。
And scientists have identified at least 8 other paradoxes like this in the cell.
那科学家也发现有八个非常吊诡的事情在我们的细胞里面。
Now, somebody who hasn't lost their reason, God-given reason.
那假如一个人还没有失去他的理性的话
，would realize, you know, there is no way this could have evolved by time and chance without intelligence.
会明白没有背后的智能设计，这些是可能从时间跟偶然进化而来。
And this is only the material hardware, the physical part of us.
我们讲的只是一些硬体而已。
Okay, the greatest challenge to evolution.
那进化论最大的挑战呢？
Is the inconceivably complex immaterial information that's programmed into the DNA?
是放入 DNA 里面难以置信的复杂非物质的信息，它的程式。
How does 3 billion of these chemicals in a line?
为什么这一条里面30亿个这个信息呢
？How do they know how to make you and me?
怎么知道去制造出我们？
These chemicals don't have a brain to think.
这些化学本身没有头脑去思考。
No, somebody programmed them to make you and me.
有人已经置入了程式。
Okay. Such information requires an omniscient mind to program, and its implementation requires omnipotence.
所以这样的信息呢，需要全知的头脑来编程，那它的实施也需要全能的力量。
There's a pretty famous movie.
有一个很有名的电影。
It was called Contact.
叫做连接。
And it's well known because one of the most famous atheist scientists around, Carl Sagan, wrote the book and also helped produce the movie.
那这个部电影有名的原因就是当时有个非常有名的作者叫 Carl Sagan, 他写了这本书，而且他参与这部电影的制作。
He was a big voice in getting the SETI project going.
他是一个非常强大的声音，使这个 SETI 这个计划呢能够进行。
The search for extraterrestrial intelligence.
就是寻找这个外太空的智人存在。
So in the movie, the main character is looking for life in outer space.
所以在这个电影里面呢，他的主角呢就在寻找在外太空是不是有生物。
And how will they know if they've contacted intelligence?
而且他们怎么可以知道说自己跟外太空的智能连接上？
There'll be signals from outer space that couldn't be described as natural or normal. They have to be designed.
所以从外太空来的声音呢，来的这些信号呢，他们必须区分。是平常的声音呢，还是特别的声音
？And sure enough, they got prime letters were being sent from somewhere out in space.
后来呢，他们发现从外太空传来一些字母。
And in the movie, 1, 3, 5, 7, that can't be natural. That has to be somebody contacting us.
所以在这个电影里面就说有1, 3, 5, 7这几个标示呢，说哎呀，这一定是外太空来的，好，不可能是来自地球。
There had to be intelligence behind those prime numbers.
所以在这些最主要的数字之后呢，一定是有外太空的超智能。
And then they found out the radio signal encoded a very complicated blueprint for making a machine for someone to travel into outer space to visit the people sending this message.
然后他们说好，从他们传达出来的这些字母、这些信息的背后呢，告诉他们怎么去跟外太空的人联系上。
And this is the actual.A message from the movie Contact.
那在这种这对电影就是 Contact 当中呢，他们就是外太空传来的信息，就是用这个图画来代表。
Now the interesting thing is, this is Carl Sagan's view. He wrote this to teach the world what he believes.
那这是 Carl Sagan 他的观点哈，他用他的书跟这个电影来教导他到底信的是什么。
We would know we have contacted a superior intelligence from outer space if we can find some kind of secret code.It reveals a blueprint for building something.
那他说，假如我们可以从外太空传来的信息这个秘密的密码里面找到，好，它的这个解法，那么我们就可以跟外太空有联系。
And yet, Carl Sagan himself was built with the most complicated machine that's ever been designed, and the most complicated software that was ever put into a machine.
但是 Carl Sagan 他不明白，他自己本身就是有一个最复杂。充满信息的一个上帝，有智能的人把它给造出来的。
But because of his pre-commitment to atheism,
he could not see God in that information. 无神论，他没有办法从自己的身体里面看到这样的一个信息。
But another of the most famous, you might have seen his book, most famous atheist who came to believe in God.
那另外也有一个非常有名的无神论者呢，他后来相信有神的存在。
Yeah, if you haven't, that book is worth getting and reading.
好，这本书很值得你们去买来读。
Because all his life he was an atheist that preached there's no God and debated Christians and
他一辈子都是无神论者，而且跟基督徒辩论。
But here's what he wrote in his book.
但他后来在书里这么写。
The major factor in his conversion to believe in a God.
他转变的一个最主要因素。
Was DNA's almost unbelievable complexity.
他说是 DNA 几乎令人难以置信的复杂性。
The number of elements it contains,
它所包含的元素的数量
how they work together and require intelligence.
它们如何一起运作都需要这个智能在背后
See the difference between him and Carl Sagan.
所以他跟 Carl Sagan 之间的差别
His life model was follow the evidence wherever it leads.
就他的模式就是他去根据事实来追溯
And when he saw the evidence of DNA, he
realized. 所以当他看到 DNA 里面的这些事实的时候，他就明白了。
He realized there has to be a God behind it.
必须在背后有一位创造的神。
Though he never came to believe in the God of the Bible.
虽然他没有相信就是圣经里所记载的那位神。
He knew there had to be a God.
他说，但是一定要有神的存在。
Okay. Now, atheist scientists use DNA to turn men into animals.
好，第二个，我们来看无神论怎么样使用 DNA 把人变成动物。
That's what they're trying to convince us.
他们要使我们信服这一点。
Right? Claims that apes and humans are 98.5% the same are very deceptive.
他们声称人与猿呢是 98.5% 的类似呢是十分欺骗。
And when I do a search online, it's still published at this percentage.
那当我在网上找寻资料之后呢，这个理论还存在。
Okay. Why is this percentage so important?
为什么这个百分比这么重要呢？
Because for evolution to have any chance to work at all, the percentage has to be this great.
因为假如进化论要行得通的话，那人与猿之间的类似比率必须这么高。
If you and I are not 98.5% similar in our DNA to apes,
假如你跟我在 DNA 上跟猿没有那么相近，有达到 98.5% 的话，
then there's not enough time, even in evolutionary theory, for us to evolve from them.
那么从根据进化论的时间推算呢，还不够长，使猿变成人。
So they have ulterior motives for pushing this.
所以他们有背后的这个动机。
And I give you a reference there. Okay, but scientists are turning men into animals without morals.
所以科学家把人变成没有道德的动物。
Okay, and that's why we have to proclaim the truth.
这就是为什么我们必须传讲上帝的真理。
See, we know you can read about it. Hitler was modeling Germany after the theory of evolution.
那希特勒就是根据进化论的理论来建构德国。
He believed that the Germans were the superior race, the Aryans.
他相信德国是最高的一种族类。
And he believed, according to Darwin's theory, that he was the most superior Aryan of all of them.
根据达尔文的理论，他认为自己是最进化的这个 Aryan， 就是白种人或是他的亚伦人。
So much evil results from rejecting God's truth.
所以许多罪恶呢，都来自于拒绝上帝的真理。
If you're convinced you're an animal, you'll live like an animal.
假如你能够使自己相信自己只不过是动物而已的话呢，那你的生活就会像一个动物一样。
But if you're convinced you were created by God and will be judged by Him eventually, you're going to live a totally different life.
假如你相信你是上帝所造，而且将来有一天要向上帝交账的话，你就会活得不一样。
Okay, now I don't know if you can read that, but that's this is the original title to The Origin of the Species.
这是达尔文物种原始论的这个原来的封面哈，它下面有一个次标题。
Okay, the full title was The Origin of the Species by Means of Natural Selection.
他说这就自然选择的物种原始论。
Or
或是。
The preservation of favored races in the struggle for life.
在生命的挣扎中比较好的种族他们的保存。
And then I put some of the new versions.
然后有新的版本。
They leave out the racist part of the title.
他们把这种种族把这个次标题里面拿走。
There's the source of racism, teaching that certain races are superior to other races.
所以他这本书基本上他的从他的标题就知道他们是强调种族主义的或是所谓的种族是有等级的。
Here's a lady from Germany.
这是德国的一位女士。
She was called the angel of black death.
她被称为黑死的这个天使。
Because she believed Darwin's theory.
因为她信任达尔文的理论。
And she came to Australia to hunt black aborigines.
他到澳洲去捕捉这个黑的这个原始，就是山地人，或是所谓的当地的土著。
To take back their skins to study in Germany.
把他们的皮肤给带回去，然后到德国去研究。
And sadly, she got her samples because people believed it.
好，然后他就是从因为相信进化论，所以他拿了他的这个标本。
And if you read history, this happened a lot in Australia for the same reason they believed Darwin's theory the blacks were inferior.
那这个理论呢，在澳洲那个时候相当的流行，因为他们相信黑人是低等的人类。
You want to change racism, then you teach the truth of God's word. There's only one race, the human race.
假如你要改变这个种族的观念的话，那你必须相信上帝的话。
Here's another one. Two normal-looking young men.
好，这是另外一个，有两个看起来非常正常的男孩。
But these two men are going to kill 13 people in the Columbine massacre.
好，在那 Columbine 那个高中呢，他们屠杀了13个人。
But notice his T-shirt.
你看看他的这个 T-shirt 上面写什么
？Says natural selection.
就写物竞天择。
Okay. He was influenced by evolution.
他也是受了进化论的影响。
Here's the Japanese.
这是日本人。
From an article, they taught that they were the superior race and would be able to defeat us.
他们这是一本教科书的，教他们说日本民族是一个高等的民族，他会攻击，会击败我们。
And here's Mussolini from Italy.
这是意大利的墨索里尼。
He believed the Italians were the superior race.
他也相信意大利人是超人类。
Why? Because he believed the title of Darwin's book, The Preservation of Favored Races.
因为他相信了达尔文那篇标那个次标题，就是那些比较好的这个种族。
There are consequences for teaching people that they're nothing more than evolved animals.
所以教导人他们只不过是进化论的动物呢，有它的悲惨的后果。
Now here's the problem with past errors concerning human and ape DNA.
那有关过去人类原 DNA 所犯的错误。
Okay. Francis Collins in The Language of God, he's writing in 2006.
2006年 Francis Collins 出版了他那本书叫做《上帝的语言》。
And he himself says he trusts the scientists.
他自己说他相信这些科学家。
He doesn't have time to read everything outside of his field.
他在他自己的领域里面呢，没有时间再去多读其他科学领域的著作。
So when he read human and chimps were 98% the same, he believed it.
所以当他读到说人跟猿是 98.5% 的类似的呢，他就相信。
But he didn't look in detail at the research that said that.
但他没有从研究中去读他的细节。
And why this is important?
那为什么这个这么重要呢？
Two famous YouTube people, Rhett and Link.
那油管有两个这个二人组合哈，是非常有名的。
They mention these things as reasons why they left the Christian faith.
他们就提到这些事情是造使他们离开基督信仰的原因。
They used to be youth ministers in churches.
他们以前在教会是青年事工的牧师。
And they have hundreds of thousands of followers, very popular.
那跟随他们的人有成千。
Okay, but here's the.Problem with this, okay? So here's our human DNA.
那他的问题就在于，首先这是我们人类的 DNA.
And this is the ape DNA.
这是猿猴的。
What they didn't teach you.
他们没有告诉你的是。
Okay. First of all, you'll notice the ape DNA is longer. Their genome is bigger than the human genome.
首先，猿的这个基因组合比人的长。
And it's more than 1.5% bigger. Okay.
Okay.不止一半倍的长。
But here's the thing, right? They say our genes are 98.5% the same, right?
啊，所以他们宣称人跟猿的基因是98.5%类似。
So this is what we would think, okay? They lay out the human gene, the human chromosome.
当人的染色体排列出来。And now,
if the ape.Chromosome is 98.5% the same. You just lay it down side by side,
类似，所以两个并列
，and it'll match up.
应该是能够配合的。
But they don't match up.
但是他们不是配合的。
So what did they do to get 98.5%?
所以他们怎么做达到了98.5%类似呢
？This is what they did, and I'm not deceiving you. You can check it out.
我不是在骗你哈，你可以去检查，这是他们的做法。
Okay.Okay, this longer part, this is junk DNA. Doesn't do anything.
他们说这是垃圾 DNA, 比较长的一部分。
Get rid of it.
他们把它剪掉。
Oh, now we got a better match.
现在比较能够相配。
Oh, but this one doesn't match anything in the human genome here.
但是这一段跟人类的基因体不太类似。
Oh, but we got more junk DNA between this one.And this one, get rid of the junk DNA.
但是在这个里面有更多的垃圾 DNA， 我们可以把它去除掉。
There's a match.
所以这边配合了。
Okay, here's junk DNA. Get rid of that.
好，那这个也是垃圾。
Oh, and we got a match here now.
好，这边又有一个能够相配的。
And of course, this is all junk DNA. Don't count that.
这也是垃圾 DNA.
Okay, get rid of the junk. They used to believe most of the DNA was junk.
他们以前以为 DNA 的大部分都是垃圾。
Now we got a match.
现在我们可以配合。
So they said, "See, we have a 98.5% match between ape and human DNA." But you see how deceptive that is.
所以根据这个做法呢，就说他们说猿跟人是98.5%类似。
That upset me when I realized that. I hope it upsets you.
当我发现这点时候，我非常的生气。
Yeah. Okay. So scientists did believe 98% based on these quote scientific studies.
那根据这些所谓的科学研究呢，在2005年，科学家确实相信98%的黑猩猩。
But notice how popular media will exaggerate. They say it's 99%.
但是这些媒体呢会更夸张，它是99%类似。
Yeah, another famous atheist, Richard Dawkins, he also says 99%.
另外一个很有名的这个无神论者呢 ，Richard Dawkins， 他也说99%类似。
You know, Richard Dawkins criticized Christians. He said Christians don't even know the Word of God. They claim to be Christians and they don't even know the Bible. You ask them a question about it and they can't answer it.
好，这个 Richard Dawkins 也讥笑基督徒，好说你基督徒根本不了解圣经，你问他一个圣经的问题，他们自己都答不出来。
So the person he was talking to asked him, "Okay, Richard, you believe in Charles Darwin?"
所以问他的人就问他说，那你相信达尔文喽？
You're a fanatic about him.
好，你对他非常的疯狂。
Could you please tell me the full title of his book?
请你把这本书的全部的标题告诉我。
And he starts off, "Oh yeah, of course, on the origin of the species."
他说就是物种原始论。
See, because nobody writes out the full title anymore. Even he couldn't remember the full title. The racist part of the title.
就是没有人现在把全部的名称写出来，就是 Richard Dawkins 也不知道，因为这里面所谓的种族等级的这个观念。
Jesus warned us in the end times there's going to be great deceptions, great lies.
耶稣警告我们，
哈，Don't be deceived.
在末世有很多的欺骗，不要被骗了。
And here we are, American Museum of History, 2008. They exaggerate not quite as much, 98.8% alike.
这是美国历史博物馆在2008年也说98.8%。
But all our kids, right? They're reading the magazines. They go to the museum and they think, "Yeah, we're just evolved apes."
他们读杂志，他们去这些展览馆说啊，我们确实是从猿猴变来的。
And they don't understand the deception behind the 98.5%.
他们不明白杂志98.5%的这个背后的做法是多么的欺骗。
That wasn't good science. That was deception to try and prove evolution.
这就是从背后来为了。证明进化论，他们所做出来的研究方法。
Now the man that first came up with a 98% percentage.
那这个第一个提出98.5%的这个人呢
？He actually became a Christian and a creationist Christian.
他后来反而成为了一位创造论者，而且成为了基督徒。
He used to work with bird genomes.
他以前研究的是鸟类的这个基因组。
He had become an alcoholic. He was an atheist. Had become an alcoholic.
他是无神论的，后来变成酗酒的人。
He met God personally.
但是他个人遇见了主。
He started learning the truth.
开始学到真理。
And he became a creationist.
成为一个创造论者，一个基督徒。
And I give you a link there, you can look it up. Be aware of bias and deception.
我们要小心偏见跟欺骗。
Humans and chimps are not similar.
人类跟黑猩猩不类似。
Okay. Now you know the numbers. Even 2% different would be 60 million of these.
那即使我们有2%的差异，它也是6000万对碱基。
Okay, it's still an impossible amount for evolution to account for slowly over time.
这个大量的数字呢，还是进化论还是不够时间去完成。
And they don't inform us that sometimes the same gene pair can actually make two different proteins.
他们也没有告诉我们，有的时候同一对这个基因组呢。可以制造不同的蛋白质。
So just because the hardware is the same on the outside doesn't mean the program is the same in the hardware.
就是说，即使它硬体本身是相同的，但是不代表它的程式制造出来的东西是一样的。
Okay, another thing is evolutionary scientists used only the coding portion. That's what I showed you. This is the
那另外，进化论科学它只使用基因的这个。编码部分进行比较，只用它的这个所谓的外显子。
Because they said, "Oh, that's all junk DNA." Now we know that's not junk DNA.
那些不可对齐的区域和间隙呢，通常会被省略，被他们称为这是垃圾。
Okay, 2012 study said there's only 86% to 89%.
那2012年的一项研究显示，只有86%到89%。
Now that is impossible to explain by evolution.
那这个呢，本身就是进化论没有办法成功。
And it's now known that there was widespread contamination of the ape databases with human DNA, which made it seem more.
现在我们就知道，哈，人类的 DNA 对灵长类动物的数据库 造成了广泛的污染。
Okay. And then we hit the Y chromosome bombshell.
然后另外呢，就是 Y 染色体的这个爆炸。
Right, women have
爆炸消息。
XX in your DNA.
在我们的染色体里面呢，女性是 XX， 男性是 XY。
Well, when you look at the Y chromosome of the human and the ape,
当我们看到这个 Y 染色体在人类跟这个猿猴里面呢
，totally different，
完全不一样。
Humans have 60 genes, chimps only have 25.
人类有60个基因，黑猩猩只有25个。
And the structure is totally different.
它的结构也完全不同。
It was a huge deception brought on the masses.
所以这就是一个很大的欺骗交给了大众。
Okay. Previously, scientists believed 98% of DNA was junk.
之前科学家认为 DNA 98% 都是垃圾。
But now the 2012 ENCODE project reduced that to 20%.
那2012年对编码项目的一项研究，称只有20%是垃圾。
I want to give you a prophecy if you believe God's word.
那这就是告诉你，假如你相信神的话的话呢，有一句预言实现了。
Do you believe God makes junk?
你相信上帝制造垃圾吗
？No, one famous black gospel singer said, "God don't make no junk."
一位非常有名的黑人歌唱家说，上帝不造垃圾。
Everything he makes has a reason.
他所造的每一个东西都有原因。
Okay, so we need to remember that.
好，我们要记得这句话。
Now, if what evolutionists say is true, why are human and apes so different?
假如进化论所说的是对的，那么人跟猿猴为什么这么不同呢
？Okay, Jewish rabbis have a great story.
一个犹太拉比有一个非常好的故事。
And I'll share this with you. I think it can help us a lot.
我想可以帮助我们哈，我跟你们分享。
Okay, there was a young man knocks at the door of Rabbi Schwartz.
Rabbi Schwartz 家呢，有一天一个年轻人来敲门。
And the young man said, "I've come because I want to study the Bible."
他说我来，我要跟你学圣经。
The rabbi asked, "Have you studied the Bible before?"
他说你以前读过圣经吗
？He said, "No, Rabbi, but don't worry."
他说哦，没有，老板，但是不要担心。
I graduated Berkeley.
我是伯克利大学毕业的。
And then I did my doctoral dissertation at Harvard.
然后在哈佛做了我的博士论文。
So now I want to round out my education with a little Bible.
那现在呢，我要完整我的这个教育呢，就来学点圣经。
So the rabbi said, "Okay, I'm willing to give you a test to see if you had God-given common sense. If you do, then I can teach you the Bible."
那拉比说：“我要给你个测验，好看你有没有从神来的这种一般常识，然后我才决定教不教你圣经。”
Otherwise, we're wasting our time.
要不然我们就浪费时间。
So the young man agrees.
好，这个年轻人也同意了。
So the rabbi holds up two fingers.
这拉比就把两个指头指出来。
He says, "Two men come down a chimney."
他说两个人从这个烟囱下来。
One comes down with a dirty face. One comes down with a clean face.
一个下来呢，脸是脏的；一个下来呢，脸是干净的。
Which one washes his face? You don't have to say out loud, but which one washes his face?
哪一个人洗了他的脸呢
？I know what you think.
他说我知道你怎么想。
But the young man says the one with the dirty face.
那年轻说哦，那个脸脏的人。
The rabbi says wrong.
拉比说你错了。
It's the one with the clean face who washes his face.
是那个脸干净的人洗了脸。
Examine the simple logic.
他说你就要检查非常简单的逻辑。
The one with the dirty face looks at the one with the clean face and thinks his face is clean.
这个脏脸的人呢，看着干净的脸的人呢，他以为自己脸是干净的。
But the one with the clean face looks at the one with the dirty face and thinks his face is dirty.
那脸干净的人看着脸脏的人呢，他也觉得自己的脸是脏的。
So it's the one with the clean face that will wash his face.
所以是脸干净的人呢，是洗了自己的脸。
The young man said, "Very clever. Give me another chance."
年轻人说，嗯，你很聪明，好，再给我一个机会吧。
So the rabbi holds up two fingers.
那拉比又把两根手举起来。
He says, "Two men come down a chimney."
啊，两个人从烟囱下来。
One with a clean face, the other with a dirty face.
一个有干净的脸，一个有脏的脸。
Which one washes his face?
哪一个洗他的脸呢
？He said, "Well, we already established that."
他说，我们刚刚已经讲过了。
The one with the clean face.
是一个有干净脸的人。
Wrong.
拉比说，你错了。
Each one washes his face.
他们两个人都洗了脸。
Examine the simple logic.
他说你要检查这个非常简单的逻辑。
The one with the dirty face looks at the one with the clean face and thinks his face is clean.
脏脸的人看着干净脸的人，他觉得自己的脸是干净的。
The one with the clean face looks at the one with the dirty face and thinks his face is dirty, so he washes his face.
所以那干净的人看着脏脸，觉得自己脸是脏的，所以他去洗了自己的脸。
But when the man with the dirty face sees the other man wash his face, then he's going to wash his face too.
那个脏的脸呢，看了干净的人去洗脸呢，哎，他自己要去洗脸。
So each man washes his face.
所以这两个人都要洗脸。
The young man said, "I never thought of that."
年轻人说：“哎呀，我从来没这么想过。
”It's shocking that I couldn't see the logic in that.
他说非常吃惊哈，我竟然看不到这里面的逻辑。
Please give me another chance.
哦，再给我一个机会吧。
So the rabbi said, "Okay, last chance."
啊，拉比说最后一个机会。
Two men come down a chimney.
两个人从烟囱下来。
Okay, one with a clean face, one with a dirty face.
一个有干净脸，一个脏的脸。
Which one washes his face?
哪一个人洗的他的脸？
The young man says, both wash their face.
两个人都洗脸。
The rabbi says, wrong.
拉比说错了。
Don't you see why your secular education is insufficient basis for studying the Bible?
他说你看到看没有看出来啊，就是为什么你俗世上学的学问呢，没有办法帮助你去学圣经。
Tell me, how is it possible for two men to come down the same chimney and one comes down with a dirty face and one comes down with a clean face?
他说你告诉我。两个同时从烟囱下的人，为什么一个脸是干净的，一个脸是脏的呢？
The whole question is foolishness, and if you spend your whole life studying foolishness, you're going to become a fool.
这个问题本身就是一个笨的问题哈。假如你一辈子在研究笨的问题的话，你就是一个笨人。
Now let's make an application. Let's make an application a little more. I'm going to step on a few toes here.
所以我们来做一个这个应用哈。
Two men graduate anthropology class from Harvard.
两个人都从哈佛的这个人类考古学毕业。
One comes out believing he's just a highly evolved animal.
一个人相信自己一个是进化超高的这个动物。
The other one manages to come out still believing he's a human being created in the image of God.
那另外一个毕业呢，仍然相信他是上帝所创造的一个人。
Which one has lost their common sense and eternal purpose in life?
哪一个人失去了他的一般见识以及他人生的永恒的目的？
Okay, one more application.
好，另外一个应用。
Two men graduate sex education class at Yale, another big school.
两个人都从耶鲁大学的这个性教育毕业。
One of the men comes out believing that he's now a female.
一个人毕业了后，现在相信他是一个女生。
The other man manages to come out of class still believing he's a man created in the image of God.
那另外一个从这个学校毕业的仍然相信他是一个人，男性，而且是神所造的。
Which one has lost their common sense and eternal purpose in life?
哪一个人失去他的一般见识以及人生的永恒的目的？
I mean, in America, you can believe whatever you want to believe.
在美国哈，你爱信什么就信什么。
Do you truly believe you're 98.5% like an ape?
你真的相信自己 98.5% 像猿猴吗？
When's the last time you visited a zoo?
你什么时候是最后一次到动物园去？
When's the last time you invited an ape over for dinner and had them cook?
那哪一次，最后一次你请那个猿猴到家里？
Who here in this room would let,
请他来帮你烧饭？
Who here in this room would let a monkey drive your expensive car?
那我们当中有谁愿意让一个猿猴开你这个最宝贵的车？
You do realize your brain is more than 1.5% bigger than an ape's brain. You do know that, right?
你相信你的头脑袋比一个猿猴脑袋大了 1.5 倍。
We've got to use our common sense.
我们要使用我们的一般见识。
The end times are times of great deception.
因为末世是一个充满欺骗的时代。
Because people in authority are trying to force you to believe things.It just don't make common sense.
因为在上位的人呢，会强迫你去相信一些不合见识的事情。
The Bible cryptically and supernaturally revealed DNA and its wondrous workings 3,000 years ago.
那圣经神秘的而且超自然的，在3000年前就启示出 DNA 在我们人身体的运作。
This is Psalm 139.
在诗篇139篇。
I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。
Marvelous are thy works. Marvelous are his works.
你的作为奇妙。
And that my soul knows right well.
这是我的心灵深知道的。
This is all about my body.
这都是关于我的身体。
And when I look at this, my soul knows, wow.
当我看到它的时候，我的灵魂里面，我深深知道，哇哦，太奇妙了。
The human body is the most amazing and complicated thing that exists.
人体是所有存在的东西当中最奇妙跟复杂的。
My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth.
十五节，我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那是我的形体，并不向你隐藏。
Okay, remember Genesis 2, where did the DNA originate from?
那创世第二章，这个 DNA 从哪里来呢？是从尘土中来的。
Okay. Now here, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect.
我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。
There, that word substance in Hebrew is a word for fetus or embryo.
那个体质呢，在希伯来的原文里面就是胚胎或是受精卵。
And then he says, in thy book, that's how they describe this.
都写在你的册上了。
All my members were written.
我所有的肢体都被写在你的册上了。
Which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them.
我的被造的肢体还没有其一的时候。
When these two cells came together to form you,
当这两个细胞结合在一起来形成新的你
，and you were just one cell,
你只是一个单一细胞的时候
，yet in continuance,
在这在持续当中
，every member of your body was formed over 9 months.
你身体的每一个肢体都被形成了。
Amazing description.
非常奇妙的描述。
And what you got to realize is how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them.
我们也必须明白哈，十七节神啊，你的意念向我何其宝贵，其数何等众多。
God has a good purpose in bringing your physical body into this world and creating your soul.
把你的身体带到这个世界上，创造你的灵魂，有一个特别的目的。
Okay, Psalm 139 matches the descriptions of DNA.
那诗篇一百三十九篇能够匹配许多 DNA 的科学描述。
ACTG are the letters.
好 ，ACTG 就是这个字母。
The small clusters.
那它的组合呢
？Are the words.
就是制造出一个文字。
The genes are the chapters.
基因就是它的篇章。
And the chromosomes are the volumes.
染色体就是它的册。
And the scientists themselves use these wordings to explain it to us.
那科学也是用这几个词来表达他们的研究。
Fourthly, scientific biblical truths are confirmed by DNA.
那最后呢，合乎科学的圣经真理被 DNA 确认。
Okay, DNA in light of God's word helps explain how sin affected mankind throughout history.
DNA 哈，根据上帝的话呢，有助于解释罪如何一直在历史中影响着人类。
Okay, 1987, there was a report of mitochondria DNA demonstrated every human came from the same female.
在1987年哈，有报告说线粒体 DNA 表明每个人都来自同一个女性。
And this was I kept the original article from Berkeley, came out of Berkeley.
这是伯克莱那边发表的一篇文章。
And what did they label this lady?
他们把这个女性叫什么名字呢？
Mitochondrial Eve.
就是线粒体夏娃。
Now they said she lived 100,000 years ago and wasn't the only woman alive, but every human alive today came from her.
好，他说这个线粒体夏娃是十万年前存在，每一个世界上存在的人呢，都是来自这个。
And then they found the Y chromosome analysis showed every male descended from one single male Y chromosome Adam.
那另外 Y 染色体分析发现，每个人类男性都来自一个单身男性。
And then,
就叫做 Y 染色体亚当。
And then scientists boasted Adam and Eve never met each other because Eve lived long before Adam.
那科学家也夸耀说亚当夏娃从来没有见过面，为什么？因为夏娃活的时间早于亚当。
So the Bible's wrong, they say.
所以他们说圣经错了。
Solution: the most recent common ancestor.
那解决方案就是最靠近的共同祖
先。This is a scientific term.
这也是科学的名词。
Okay.The males on Noah's ark all shared the same Y chromosome of Noah.
挪亚方舟上的男性呢，都拥有同样挪亚的 Y 染色体。
But the women, the four women on the ark, were not related, so they all trace their lineages back to Eve.
而四位妇女在船上呢，她们没有血缘关系，但是可以追溯到她们的血统到圣经的夏娃。
So the most recent common ancestor of the men is Noah. The most recent common ancestor of the women was Eve. Perfect match to the Bible.
所以他们说，现在最靠近的男性的祖先呢，就是挪亚；女性的祖先就是夏娃。
See, there's different ways to interpret the same facts.
好，我们有不同的方式来解读同样的事实。
And atheists try and interpret them to attack your faith.
那无神论使用他们来攻击我们的信仰。
But if you use your God-given reason, you can see, no, no, this also proves what the Bible says.
但是，假如你使用上帝所赐给你的理性，你可以说不是啊，这更是证明了圣经的事实。
And then more recent research showed that their dates were off, and now they date her to could be as low as 6,000 years ago.
那他们最近就发现这个对夏娃的这个时间算是错的哈，它最靠近的可能就是6000年前。
Okay. Why does DNA degenerate?
为什么 DNA 在退化呢？
Okay. But of the tree of life,The tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die.
这是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
The Hebrew is dying, thou shalt die.
希伯来文原文的意思就是说，在死亡中你会死去。
Adam's sin results in genetic mutations, mistakes, and the mortifying process of dying.
亚当的罪导致基因突变、错误以及死亡的痛苦过程。
So don't blame God for all these problems.
所以不要责怪神哈，我们有这些许许多多的问题。
You can blame Adam and your ancestors because we all contribute mutations to the DNA.
好，我们所有的突变可以追溯到 DNA， 而这些都是来自亚当。
Okay.
所以你可以怪亚当。
The human genome is irrevocably degenerating over time.
好，那随着时间的推移，人类基因组正在不可逆转的退化。
Okay, and you have a.I gave you a book there, Genetic Entropy. They document it with hard science. We start dying from the moment we're conceived.
我们从受孕的那天开始呢，我们就已经进入了这个死亡的过程。
Okay. The average human lifespan and the upper limit match recent DNA discoveries of the telomeres.
那人类的平均寿命和上限与最近发现的 DNA 端粒相符。
The telomere is a special end section of the DNA.
这个端粒呢，就是 DNA 这条线上的最后那一段。
And every time the DNA divides,
每一次 DNA 分裂的时候
，part of the telomere is worn away.
那这个端粒其中一部分呢，就会磨损。
Okay, and it seems like our days are numbered in the telomeres.
所以我们的日子就被这个端粒所控制的。
That's what Job said. His days are determined. The number of his months are with thee.
所以约伯记有说，人的日子既然限定他的月数在你那里，你也派定他的界限。
It's already in our DNA.
已经在我们的 DNA 里面了。
Okay. Human lifespans seem to be predetermined and programmed into DNA itself. In the
所以人类的寿命似乎是预先确定的，而且被编入 DNA 本身。
Now here's the exciting thing.
那有意思的就是。
Good diet, exercise, and stress management slows down the shortening of the telomeres.
良好的饮食、运动和压力管理可以减缓端粒的缩短。
So you want to extend your life as long as you can?
所以，假如你要延长寿命的话
，three things you can do.
你可以做三件事。
Okay, and one of the fruits of the spirit is self-control.
圣灵的果子之一就是自制。
They did a study, a Seventh-day Adventist.
这个安息日会做了一个研究。
Because there's a whole community in LA that's just Seventh-day Adventists, and they found they live 7 years longer than the average population.
因为在 LA 有一群这个安息日会的信徒，他们研究发现，他们的平均寿命比一般人多了7年。
Okay. And lastly,
他们很重视饮食哈。
Okay.
安息日会。
Finding peace with your physical body.
那从 DNA 也要明白，我们要安于我们的身体。
We must accept how God created us and brought us into this world.
我们必须接受上帝怎么创造了我们，而且将我们带入这个世界。
We wouldn't be here if God hadn't allowed the imperfect DNA from countless sinful ancestors to come together and form our physical body.
如果上帝不让无数有罪的祖先他们的不完美 DNA 聚集在一起，而且塑造我的话呢，我就不会在这里。
DNA is inherited from countless ancestors, produced the many unchangeable things in my life.
从数不清的祖先继承的 DNA 制造出人生许多没有办法改变的事情。
My parents,
好像我的双亲。
My racial background,
我的种族背景。
My national heritage,
我国家的这些遗传。
My gender,
我的性别。
Physical features,
我的体征。
Mental abilities,
我的智力。
My aging and death are all already written in God's book.
这些都在上帝的册上，他的 DNA 当中写下来了。
God determined the details of my physical body.
上帝也决定我身体中的细节。
My hands have made me and fashioned me.
约伯记，你的手创造我，造就我。
Now we know a little bit of how He did that, and it's incredible.
那现在我们稍微知道上帝是怎么造的。
But He's using imperfect people to bring the DNA together to make our physical body.
但是他也使用不完美的人来造出新的我。
Okay.Thou hast made me as the clay.
你的手制造我好像泥土。
God completely knew me before conception.
在我受孕之前，上帝就完全知晓我。
Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee.
好，耶利米说，我将你造在腹中，我已经晓得你。
Every one of us is first known in the heart of God.
我们每一个人首先都在神的心意当中被神知道。
And then formed in the womb to carry out God's purpose.
然后在母亲的子宫里面形成，来行使上帝的旨意。
So here we are. You got DNA from one sperm out of millions.
所以上帝从百万的精子中挑选出其中一个精子的 DNA。
Only one of them makes it.
只有一个达到目标。
Which one?
哪一个呢？
It's got to be the best swimmer, right?
一定是最好的游泳者。
Well, it's the one that ended up making your body that made it.
就是使你出生的那一个最强的。
But there were millions, and here's where God can make a choice. Yeah. Okay, here's like our, you know, if we all looked at our ancestry, we'd probably be disappointed.
假如我们追溯我们的祖先的话呢，我们可能会感觉失望。
But God formed my DNA from all my sinful ancestors.
但是我的 DNA 却是我所有的这些祖先所遗传下来的。
He sovereignly arranged for my DNA to come together over countless generations, beginning from Adam.
好，上帝他的全能从亚当开始，经过数以百计的世代，将我的 DNA 安排出来。
God created my soul uniquely me.
而他创造我的灵魂，成为独特的我。
But every one of my ancestors contributed the DNA to my physical body.
但我祖先的每一位都提供他们的血液进入我的 DNA 来塑造我的身体。
You're a miracle.
我们是奇迹。
You are not a mistake.
不是一个错误。
You are not a problem.
也不是一个问题。
You are not a burden.
也不是一个重担。
You're not an inconvenience.
不是一个不方便。
You're not a nuisance.
也不是一个废物。
You're not an accident.
也不是一个意外。
You're not a punishment.
也不是一个责罚。
You're a miracle.
也是一个奇迹。
You didn't evolve from apes.
不是从猿猴变来的。
There's no hard scientific evidence for that.
没有硬科学可以证明那个。
You're a special creation of Almighty God.
你是全能上帝独特的创造。
Who brought you into this world to love and to be loved?
将你带入这个世界去爱也被爱。
Because He has an eternal purpose for you.
因为他为你有一个永恒的目的。
And He gave you the perfect body to fulfill that purpose.
哎，他也给你一个最完美的身体来实践那个目的。
It's not.Perfect,
虽然不是完全完美
but it's the perfect body to fulfill your God-given purpose.
却是上帝所赐你人生目的的一个最完美的身体
Will you fulfill His purpose for your life?
你愿意为了上帝实践你人生的目的吗
Will you be more careful about being deceived by quote science?
你会不会更小心不要被所谓的科学所欺骗
And will you trust God's word when He tells you His truth?
相信上帝的话嘛，当他把真理告诉你的时候
，Let's pray，
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you for your word, Lord。
主，感谢你的话语。
We can only thank you for the great discoveries concerning DNA。
我们为 DNA 所做的伟大的发现献上感谢。
Because it does show, without a doubt, that there's no way DNA could have evolved。
因为它确实让我们毫无疑问的知道 DNA 不可能是进化来的。
It has to be a special creation designed by an infinite God.
它必定是一位无限的上帝所设计的。
And it's just the part of our physical body.
啊，这只是我们肉身的一部分。
But we're also a soul and a spirit.
但是我们也有灵，有魂。
And we have an eternal purpose. You brought us into this world to fulfill an eternal purpose.
也有将我们带入这个世界来所实践的你的永恒的目的。
Help us study your word till we're convinced of what our purpose is in this life.
帮助我们研读你的圣经，直到我们知道我们人生的目的为何。
And then help us use our physical bodies, Lord, to give our members to you to serve you to fulfill.
然后使用我们的身体，我们的肢体来实现，来完成你的目的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.